You don't know what it's like to be an award-winning gymnast. There's a connotation that goes with that for men. Something to do with being flexible in bed. And don't get me wrong, I am flexible. And I do like to fuck. But I want that side of me to be a bonus nowadays. I want to know a guy's more interested in me for me, not just what I can do in the bedroom. Usually, that's not my style. I just fucking fuck. But I want the real deal for once. So, with this new guy I'm dating, this funny, smart, sexy older man who treats me well, we've been going slow. He thinks I'm a good girl. Can you imagine? God, I just want to fuck him all the time. I want to be the bad girl that I am, but first, I have to make sure that he's interested in me, for me. And we've been dating for a while now, over a month, and we haven't done much more than kiss a little. Which is a good sign on the one hand. He does seem to like me for me, but it's driving me crazy. I just can't take it anymore. So tonight, we were talking about wine at dinner, and he mentioned he had a wine cellar in his house. And so, of course, I dropped the hint, and I'd love to go back to his place and look at his wine cellar, even though I want to pop the cork on something other than a bottle of wine. It was maybe a 20 or 30 minute drive from the restaurant to his place. I just couldn't help it. My pussy is so needy, and I just wanted a cock in my mouth. I love sucking cock. Did I mention that? Doesn't take a lot of gymnastic skill, but God, the taste of cock, there's nothing like it. So I leaned my hand over the center console and put it on his thigh and started rubbing him. His hand swerved on the wheel a little bit, and I shocked the hell out of him. I'd never done anything like that with him before. He asked if I was feeling okay, and I said, I feel great, and so does he, as I slid my hand over the bulge in his pants, rubbing him, feeling his cock harden a bit. Fuck, that's a good sign. And he was mumbling something about if I'm sure I should be doing this while he's driving. I moved to kneel on my seat, face him, use both hands to start unbuttoning and unzipping his pants. Told him, as long as he can keep his eyes on the road, I think this is a fucking great idea. And he nodded his head super fast, you know, the kind where he's not sure he wants to say yes or no, or definitely doesn't want me to stop. I smiled and pulled his cock out. Oh, fuck. He had one of those almost perfect cocks. It was big enough, not too big, thick but not too thick. It had that little ridge on the tip of his cock that you could see. There was even a pearl of pre-cum on the tip. I leaned in and he had to move one hand off the wheel to give me a bit of space and kind of lean back a bit, but God, I made it work. Started to lick up and down his shaft, just tasting him, finally getting to feel a cock in my mouth after so long. And yeah, I know it's only been a month, but that's a long dry spell for a dirty girl like me. I could hear him moaning a bit, the one hand still on the wheel, just gripping it tight, especially when I wrapped my lips around the tip of him and started to suck. Oh, God, I sucked hard, swirled my tongue over his cock, got it nice and warm and wet, and fuck, I gotta defend the guy. I mean, this blowjob came out of nowhere, and I've got a really fucking talented mouth, and it's just such a hot scenario in the car in the dark driving home like this, and as soon as I started to bob my head up and down a little faster on his dick, he was coming, and he was still a gentleman, mind you, warning me, almost shouting, I'm gonna come. Oh God, I'm gonna come. If you don't stop, I'm gonna come. Like I needed the fucking heads up. I wanted that come. I wanted it so fucking bad. I just started bobbing faster and sucking faster and squeezing the base of him. Getting that come in my mouth. Oh, feeling that hot spurt and not even swallowing right away. Just letting it pile up right in my mouth and my cheeks. Sucking and sucking really tight to make sure I don't lose a drop of that cummy goodness. And just popping off of the tip of his cock. Leaning back on my seat with my mouth full of his cum, playing with it with my tongue, savoring it while he looked over at me briefly, trying to watch me play with his cum and watch the road at the same time until he heard that big gulping swallow. licking my lips. By the time I'd kind of righted myself in my seat, he was pulling into the driveway. Car parked, and I leaned his head back. Was breathing heavy, his limp dick just outside of his pants, nice and glossy and wet. And I didn't want to make this uncomfortable. Didn't want to get into a whole thing right now. I still wanted that cock tonight. So I played it casual and grabbed my purse and said, I'm ready to see that wine cellar of yours you promised me now. And I opened the car door, straightened my skirt a little, tried to ignore my soaking wet fucking panties, and closed in. He spent a couple extra seconds putting his cock away and zipping up, came out of the car, and I could tell he wanted to say something, but he didn't want to ruin the mood either. He had a big house, dark wood, and amazing high-end fixtures. It was gorgeous. And yeah, we viewed the wine cellar for a bit, walked around all the different rooms, and I could tell he wanted to invite me up to his bedroom. But I find, as a gymnast, bedrooms can be a little bit boring. I want to really show off my skills, show how well I can fuck. I need space. There was a room at the end of the hall, on the lower level, two big doors that were closed, and I asked him what was in there, and told me a game room / library. I wanted to see it. He let me in, and there was a pool table, lots of old pictures, books, and soft leather couches, and this sturdy wood and wicker rocking chair in the corner, too. That could be interesting. My slutty little mind thought. And that was a big room with a tall ceiling. There was one of those ladder things in the corner where you could climb up to get the books that were higher up. And I started climbing the ladder a bit. One heel, higher and higher. Just roaming my finger over the books. And then I pushed my ass out of bed. Slid my skirt up. All the way over. So he could get a view of the sexy red thong panties I had under my sexy red dress. And now it was fucking time for me to show off my skills. I gripped the rung of the ladder tightly, pretty high up in the air, both hands wide on the rung, and I let my feet go slowly, meticulously, just started spreading them wide, higher and higher. Just holding my body weighed with that rung, spreading my legs out and open, doing a mid-air split. Oh, showing him the strength I had, the coordination, power in my arms and legs to keep me like this. Oh, fuck, he was impressed. I heard him gasp and tell me to be careful, and I just chuckled. It would be tricky because I didn't have any chalk on my hands, but I knew I could pull this one off too. Slowly moved my hands to the side of the ladder and kept my legs spread wide, stiff and open in that mid-air split, and just slid down the ladder slowly in a graceful movement till almost at the floor when I let my heels down and gently touch. Oh, I looked over at him and I could see the shock on his face. But more than that, I could see the bulge in his pants. Oh, there's those gymnastic skills working their magic on a cock. And I walked up to him, just put my hand on his cock and started rubbing it again. Impressed, are you? He nodded his head. One of those quick nods. I have lots of other things I can show you. If you're interested, that is. He did ask when I learned to do all this and some other random questions, and I told him I was sorry that I kept this from him, but I really just wanted to get to know him a little better. Now that I do, I want to fuck. God, he liked hearing that. I knew there was a dirty man behind all of that sweetness. It's the best combination. Smart, funny, intelligent man who's dirty as fuck. Kind of took my hand, as if he would take me to the bedroom, and I slipped my hand out of his and shook my head. I went over to the rocking chair that was almost forgotten in the corner of the room and slid it right to the middle. Told him to sit down. He did. He had a nervous but excited look on his face. He knew something good was coming tonight. This was his reward for being so fucking amazing. And I put one heel up beside his hip on the rocking chair, started to rock him slowly, lifted my skirt up again, and slid my hand under my panties and started rubbing my pussy. Fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, my pussy's so tight. Oh, tell me you haven't thought about fucking me. And he told me, of course he did. Yeah, really? Show me. Show me proof that you want to fuck me. And he just unzipped his pants. Didn't even unbuckle them. Just fished his hard cock out through that little gap. And oh my God, I could still remember the taste of him on my lips. Yeah, stroke it for me. Oh fuck, it was so hot watching his hand on his cock. I always loved to watch a man stroke, and I was getting so wet. I knew I couldn't wait any longer. I slid my panties off and stepped out of them. He just watched me, and I pulled the top of my sexy dress down just so I could reveal my tits over the top of the dress for him. Oh, God. He was stroking faster. There's no way I wanted him to come in his hand. I needed that cum tonight. I needed that cum in my pussy. And, of course, I remembered. I didn't bring a condom. It's not really my job to think of, is it? Knowing him, he wouldn't even have one on him. Not the way he was taking things slow. And before I climbed up in his lap, I leaned in on his knees, bringing the rocker down close so his face was practically in my tits. And I told him, I want to fuck you. I want to ride your fucking cock so hard. But I don't have a condom. Is that going to be a problem? I could see him thinking about it, mulling over the consequences in his head. I didn't want him to say no. I promise. I won't let you come inside me. I won't. I just need to feel your cock in me right now. I need it. I need to ride that dick. Next thing I know, his hands were under the hips, and oh, I was climbing up on his cock on that rocker, showing off my skills once again, bending my legs up and back, holding them up almost behind his head on the rocker. My arms pushed back against his knees to make that fucking chair start to rock. Rock. Slowly rock as I positioned my pussy right over his cock and, oh, fuck, yes, slid right down on him. Oh, God. God, yes. Fuck, his cock felt so good. My desperate little cunt. My wet, wet, tight cunt. God, he was moaning, holding onto my hips while I started pushing against his body with the chair and rocking it up and back. Oh, on every rock he got deeper and deeper. Oh, fuck, it's so good getting fucked like this. I can hear him panting and moaning, and I'm so glad now that I'd taken the edge off that first load in the car, because, it meant I could ride him for a little bit longer. It wasn't gonna be long. Because, fuck, my pussy wanted to come. Yes! Faster! Faster! I rocked that jail! Faster! Oh, God, sweet, fuck me! Deep! Deep! Until I started going on his cock so hard. Oh, God, my tits just closed his face on every rock. It's squeezing him. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. 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 And I feel his fingers and my hips gripping me tight. He was panting. He was going to come. He was going to come. And he started telling me again. No, he was going to come. He was going to fucking come. Oh, and I really wanted his cum in my hole. I did, but what sort of girl would I be if I lied to him twice in one day? Plus, I had more skills to show off. So I slid off his cock, all on this chair, turned my body around, ended up all turned upside down on that rocker, my fucking face in his lap, my lips on his dick again, my pussy right there, right against his fucking tongue, my knees over his shoulders, just grinding my fucking pussy with all my cum juice down on his tongue while I took his cock in my mouth again. Another even bigger load of hot jizz from his cock. Oh, I could feel him too, just eating my pussy while he just moaned and trembled under me. Oh, I slowed the speed of the rocker down and maneuvered myself back onto straddling his lap again. Watch his eyes close, his chest heaving, and I leaned into him and kissed the taste of my pussy off of his lips. My wet pussy just seated there on his wet, soft cock. Fuck, I taste good on you. Oh, I think now's a good time for you to show me to your bedroom. Finally. Well, I mean, if you want me staying the night, that is. Good. I thought that might be your answer. You don't, by any chance, have a rocking chair out there, do you? Oh, good plan. Let's go out and get another one tomorrow. Mm-hmm.